Welcome to the Mach 1 Market Moment Podcast with the team at Mach 1 Financial Group. The Mach 1 Market Moment Podcast starts now.
Well, it's time for another Mach 1 Market Moment Podcast. Walter Storholt leading you through this one alongside David Lee of Mach 1 Financial Group here in Northwest Arkansas. And David, we've got a pretty good podcast scheduled for today because we're going to be talking about some of those elephants in the room. When it comes to retirement planning, there can be several elephants in the room really at once, and we need to talk about how a good retirement plan addresses each of these elephants. And obviously, David, I guess, you know, it's pretty easy to figure out what that saying is all about, elephants in the room. But, you know, for those who don't get the saying, which I'm sure there's not too many folks out there who don't get it, it's in other words, the things that you would be crazy not to notice were happening around you, right? That's what we mean by elephants in the room.
Exactly. You know, imagine if there, obviously, most of you out there understand where it comes from. If there was some giant elephant in the room and you're just kind of carrying on talking, you know, have a normal conversation and ignoring this giant elephant in the room, that would be awkward. So it's obviously it's an expression that just means people trying to ignore or not talk about something that's plainly obvious that's usually a problem.
Yeah. And we see that a lot in the financial world where there are these things where we should recognize the elephant in the room, the problem in our financial plan, but some people don't. And so it's still worthwhile to talk about these things. One definite elephant in the retirement planning room is the possibility of outliving your money. It's got to be a conversation you have with everybody, David.
Oh, absolutely. It's a huge concern. Obviously, you know, Walter, we deal primarily with the retiree and near retiree market. And it's, I would say, the number one concern that retirees have when they're approaching retirement. Do I have enough money to last me for the rest of my life? And in fact, I've seen studies shown that a lot of people fear that more than they even fear death itself. So it's definitely a problem. It's definitely an issue that retirees or near retirees are concerned about. And so it's something that we bring up in virtually every conversation that we have with a new client or a new prospective client. And we do a thorough retirement analysis to figure out, you know, what the odds are of running out of money. And if we see problems there, what do we do about it? Rather than just sticking our head in the sand or ignoring the elephant in the room, as we're talking about today, we want to actually have a game plan to deal with that problem of what do I do to protect myself from running out of money. And we use fixed annuities. A fixed annuity or an indexed annuity is a contract between a client and an insurance company, in which typically the insurance company guarantees to make a payment for the lifetime of the insured individual. So an annuity is basically the opposite of life insurance. Life insurance creates an estate in the event of an untimely death, whereas annuities ensures that an estate is liquidated systematically and doesn't run out during the insured's lifetime. So life insurance is insurance against dying too soon. Annuities then are insurance against living too long or outliving your assets. Sometimes I'll also call an annuity a private pension plan. Some of our clients have pensions, and for those out there that are blessed enough to have a pension, you've got some guaranteed monthly certainty of income throughout the rest of your life, that plus Social Security. And it's really nice to have that certain amount of income guaranteed for life. It gives you some kind of a foundation to plan on and a certain amount to budget around. For those that don't have pensions, annuities can serve as a private pension plan. So we use annuities to a great deal to insure against the possibility of outliving a client's resources.
Yeah, it's huge. And certainty, entering that back into the equation, I think is huge. A lot of people don't realize how much certainty really benefits them from a lifestyle standpoint until they get it. And then they're like, wow, what a huge difference in my life this has made, having more certainty in my financial plan. It's a totally different way of living. And it's nice that you're able to help create that for folks when they come in and, you know, go through the planning process and inject a little bit more certainty into their situation. So that's definitely one of those elephants in the room, that possibility of outliving your money. Another issue that looms large, David, that a lot of people still overlook is that relentless creep of inflation still going to have a huge impact on our plans?
Yeah, absolutely. Inflation's huge, and it definitely has to be accounted for. And I kind of referenced earlier in the last answer that we do a detailed retirement analysis on everybody that comes in to make sure that they've got a high probability of not outliving their money. And our retirement analysis software takes into account the erosive effect of inflation over time. You know, at just a 3% inflation rate, the cost of living, you know, will double over about a 20-year time period or so. So it definitely has to be accounted for, especially if you plan to or hope to live a long time throughout retirement. So what we do here to protect against the, as you put it, the relentless creep of inflation is we'll use equities for a portion of the strategy. So equities are, of course, stocks or index mutual funds and things like that. So studies have shown that stock ownership is one of the best protections against the forces of inflation over time because stocks tend to grow at a pace that will outpace inflation. So I do believe that you ought to have a portion of your investments in stocks. The problem with stocks, though, as we all know, is stocks go up, but they also go down. And what we don't want to happen is we don't want to take a large loss on our stock portfolio as someone is in or near retirement or approaching retirement, especially if it happens early in the retirement years as opposed to later. Losses that happen earlier are more destructive than losses that happen later in the retirement years. So what we do to protect there is we'll use what we call a hedged equity strategy, or we sometimes call it a buy and hedge retirement investment vehicle, where we'll buy an equity index such as the S&P 500, but we hedge on the downside or insure on the downside some way, typically through the use of options, either call options or put options, much like a homeowner would insure against the risk of loss on their house. So if you buy a house, one of the first things you're going to do, especially if you've got a mortgage, is you're going to buy an insurance policy against that house just in case it floods or burns down or what have you. And so a homeowner's insurance policy is essentially a hedge against loss of value or losing the entire value of the home. Just like you wouldn't think of owning a home and not insuring it, you shouldn't think of having a large amount of money at risk in the market and not having it hedged in some manner for downside. So what we do there is to protect against the relentless creep of inflation is we would invest a portion in equities for liquidity and growth potential and the ability to beat inflation, but we would protect on the downside using options. And we typically set the strike prices on our options such that our client's max risk of loss on the hedged equity strategy is approximately 8%.
Interesting to look at the different strategies to combat these things. Outliving your money, the creep of inflation, all of this is important to make sure that you tackle in the right way. And something else that's kind of unpredictable, David, is going to be that, you know, interest rates. We know that they're probably going to start going up, and we've already been seeing, I guess, a couple of ticks that way. So maybe that's not so unpredictable, but we don't know how fast that rise is going to be. And we're obviously planning on the scale of 10, 20, 30 years and beyond. So there's still time for things to go up and then back down. It's going to be unpredictable to exactly what happens to interest rates in the future.
Yeah, absolutely. And like you said, it looks, at least in the near term, that it's fairly predictable that interest rates are likely to go up from here. They may not go up fast. They may go up very slowly. That's what I personally think will happen. But, you know, time will tell. But the problem is, as interest rates go up, bond values tend to go down. And so we need something that's not correlated to the bond market, but yet will generate typically income. So we use annuities as our bond replacement mechanism. We kind of talked about that already and how we also use that to protect against outliving your money. We use hedged equity strategies and get that equity participation to protect against the creep of inflation. And then for the unpredictability of interest rates, we use a very unusual strategy called HIPOS, or high probability option strategy. It's pretty complicated. I won't go into a lot in our podcast because it, as they say, a picture's worth a thousand words, and I kind of draw it out visually exactly how it works. But at a high level, it generates income similar to how an insurance company generates income. So kind of going back to what I said earlier about the house, if you have a house, you're going to buy an insurance policy against it to protect your investment in that, in the equity in your home. Well, if you think about it, that, as I described it earlier, that is essentially a put option against your home. Well, it's also a high probability investment, if you will, or a high probability contract, if you will, for the insurance company that sells you that homeowner insurance policy, because there's a very low probability your house is going to burn down or flood or blow away in a tornado. Therefore, there's a very high probability that you're going to lose that insurance premium to your insurance company each year, and then they're going to charge you a new one the next year and the next year and the next year. So it's a high probability option contract for the insurance company, if you look at it that way. And so what we do with the high probability option strategy is a way to generate a predictable income in an environment of unpredictable interest rates, is we'll sell what are called deep out of the money put options or call options to speculators and generate a high rate of income with a small amount of money at risk. So that's one of the unique things that we do here at Mach 1 to protect against the unpredictability of interest rates.
Yeah, a lot of different moving pieces there as well. We're talking today about some of those elephants in the room, the big financial planning things that we can't ignore. Inflation, interest rates, outliving our money, certainly all on the list. And speaking of things that are unpredictable, you have the stock market and how volatile it's going to be going forward. And that's another elephant in the room, something we have to address in our plans.
Absolutely. You know, what goes up must come down, as they say.
Right.
Markets will go up and markets will come down. And you've got to have a plan in place to protect against that volatility. Well, and you've heard the old adage, right, Walter? The younger you are, the more aggressive you can tend to be.
Sure.
The older you are, the more conservative you need to be. Well, part of the reason for that is because when you're younger, you tend to have a job and you've got income coming in. And so you don't need the value of the investments to depend upon or to lean upon for income. You depend upon your job to provide your income. Well, if you think about it, if you're using annuities properly and you have enough guaranteed monthly income coming in each month from your annuities and from Social Security, that you don't really need the equity portion of your portfolio, then that is a form of protecting you against volatility from the market, right? Because if the market's down, you can afford to wait, right? Because you don't need the money from that equity account because you've got enough monthly income coming in from Social Security and from your annuity payments. So that's one way to protect against volatility of the market. Another way that we protect against volatility from the market is what I already described. We'll invest in equities, but we use hedging on the downside to protect, so that our max loss on our hedging strategy is approximately 8%. Another way that we protect against volatility from the market is the other way I already described, where we use a high probability option trading strategy, something that's not correlated to the market, that generates a good rate of return whether the market is up, sideways, or down. Combine that with the hedged equity and you've got a pretty good portfolio. And then a third way that we'll protect against volatility of the market is through what's known as a tactical investment strategy. Tactical is just a fancy way of saying that it's not a buy and hold strategy. Whereas our hedged equity strategy is a buy and hold strategy, but it protects you from the volatility in the down periods by hedging. Tactical protects you in the down periods by getting out of the market, going to cash, waiting on the sidelines for the market to get better, and getting back in. So we use a combination of all four of those vehicles: annuities for predictability of income and for overall portfolio stability, hedged equity strategy to protect against the rise of inflation with some hedging components, high probability options to generate income regardless of the market, in other words, generating income in a way that's not correlated to the market, and tactical to also protect in a different way than the hedged equity strategy protects from market volatility.
Yeah, it's interesting to see as well when we talk about these elephants in the room. Some of these things we know are coming. Some of them are going to be unpredictable. They kind of come in both varieties, but all require, you know, that attention, that we make sure that we're addressing them. And let's hit one more before we wrap up the podcast.
Okay.
David, let's talk about the threat of rising taxes. And I think this one's ultimately extremely important. People don't view taxes as an expense enough, but it really is. It's something that's going to really eat huge into your bottom line. And in retirement, if you don't have a plan to deal with taxes, you're in trouble.
Absolutely right. I mean, you know, if you think about it, by the time you get to retirement, you've probably got your house paid off, so you don't have the mortgage interest deduction. You don't have children anymore that you can claim for deduction. You don't have your 401k contributions that you can claim anymore for deductions. So there's very little that you can do to control your income. And then add on top of that the fact that once you turn 70, the government's going to require you to begin taking distributions out of your IRA so that they can tax you on it. So you're going to be forced into a higher and higher income situation with fewer and fewer deductions to deduct away from that income. So tax planning is a really, really crucially important part of the overall retirement plan. So what do we do about that? What do we do about the threat of rising tax rates? Well, one thing you can do is you can discuss the pros and cons of making Roth IRA conversions. So if you've got a lot of money in traditional IRA, we may want to come up with a wise game plan to slowly over a period of years and in a controlled fashion convert money from traditional IRA over to Roth IRA with the mindset being that, hey, we think, let's say the Trump administration is successfully able to pass their agenda of tax cuts. And so in the near term, tax rates go down. It might make sense to say, hey, let's take advantage of this low tax rate environment to convert money from my IRA over to my Roth IRA, pay taxes one time at this new low tax rate after the hopefully the tax cut package goes through in anticipation of higher tax rates down the road. Because once you convert money and pay tax to get money from IRA over to Roth IRA, once you've paid that tax, you're over and done for. You'll never pay taxes ever again on that Roth IRA. So even if it grows and earns a lot of interest or a lot of growth inside that Roth IRA, all the growth inside that Roth IRA is tax-free from that point forward. So having the right combination of money in non-IRA accounts, traditional IRA accounts, and Roth IRA accounts, and certain types of properly structured life insurance plans, a combination of all four of those things can make for a powerful weapon to combat an environment of rising tax rates. So there's a whole lot that goes into that discussion. We've got a book that we can give you called The Power of Zero that'll teach you the optimal amounts to have in each of those buckets, the non-IRA bucket, the IRA bucket, the Roth IRA bucket, the life insurance bucket, in order to minimize your exposure rising tax rates in the future. But it's a great point, Walter. It's a critically important part of any good retirement plan.
Yeah, very, very important. And again, if you want to get your hands on that book, The Power of Zero, you can get a hold of that. I bet, David, would you be willing to provide a copy of that if somebody comes in and has an appointment with you and meets with you?
Absolutely.
Awesome.
Complimentary copy of that book. I give it out to all the folks that come in from the radio show or the podcast that are interested in learning how to minimize their tax liabilities in the future.
Perfect. So again, that's 479-876-2100. Always your number to call to get in touch with the Mach 1 team. That's 479-876-2100 and always online at mach-1financial.com. This has been the Mach 1 Market Moment podcast with David Lee. Thanks for joining us, and we'll see you again on the next podcast.
Investment advisory services are offered through Coppell Advisory Solutions, LLC, doing business as Fusion Capital Management, an SEC-registered investment advisor. The firm only transacts business in states where it is properly registered or is excluded or exempted from registration requirements. SEC registration is not an endorsement of the firm by the Commission and does not mean that the advisor has attained a specific level of skill or ability.